This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The latest in a seemingly endless series of political earthquakes shook the country yesterday when Speaker of the House Paul Ryan of Wisconsin announced he will not seek re-election. There had long been rumors that he would retire in the next year or so, but Ryan's announcement on Wednesday stunned both Republicans and Democrats.
The decision comes during a difficult period for Republican office holders, as Democrats have won special elections and statewide races for seats that had previously been seen as safely in the hands of the GOP. We're joined on the line by news analyst Charlie Sykes to help add some context to the story. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So there had been rumors that Paul Ryan would step down sometime after the November election. What is the potential speeding up of the timeline say to you?
Well, first of all, I had believed those rumors, and I had did not expect he was not going to run for re-election, because this sort of an announcement feels like he's running up the white flag on the House Republican majority. It really complicates the effort of Republicans to hold the House. He was the prolific fundraiser. It's going to feed this narrative of the blue wave in a rather dramatic way, which is why I did not expect that he was going to do it. So, the acceleration of this announcement certainly reflects just look, this is the new political reality. This is Donald Trump's Republican Party. It's not Paul Ryan's Republican Party. And even though he's made many, many compromises and acquiesced in many things and enabled many things, ultimately I'm guessing that it was a very, very frustrating last year and a half for Paul Ryan.
How much does this speak to any potential minefields he saw in his own reelection effort, or is this really just about the national state of the GOP?
I would say more national. I mean, don't underestimate the personal element as well, that that Paul Ryan never wanted to be speaker. He when he talks about the family, usually you can discount politicians when they talk about spending more time with their family. But there is an element of real sincerity there. But I do think that this reflects more the national scene. Including what it's like being the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the era of Donald Trump. I do think that Paul Ryan could have been reelected. I think he would have been reelected. But I think it would have been a tough race. I think it would have been a costly race. And he would have then gone through the summer of Donald Trump's who knows what. Perhaps thinking, do I really want to spend the next, 6-9 months dancing around Donald Trump's decision to fire Bob Mueller or whatever else might actually happen? But it is a rather extraordinary moment when you have somebody of Paul Ryan's stature, his record, and his legacy, deciding to pull the plug in the middle of a very, very tough midterm election cycle.
Well, and even given his complex, if we can use that word, relationship with the president, does Paul Ryan have particular accomplishments he can point to during his tenure?
Yes, he does, but it's going to be mixed. And this is the real paradox. I mean, he's going to talk a lot about obviously, the tax reform bill, which was a big win for him. But on the other hand, one of Paul Ryan's great accomplishments in his career was raising consciousness about the national debt, the need to reform entitlements, and to get the budget under control. And before Donald Trump, he succeeded in doing that. But he's now going to be leaving as Speaker, presiding over $1 trillion a year deficit. And that's kind of mind-boggling for somebody who is so closely identified about warning people about the looming debt crisis to actually be leaving as Speaker, having presided over rather dramatic increases in that federal debt.
Paul Ryan has been doing a fairly heavy series of fundraisers and still has several on his schedule. How does this news affect his ability to raise money for the Republican Party?
Well, that's an excellent question. That's one of the reasons why I did not think he was going to make this announcement. He is the most prolific fundraiser for House Republicans, and obviously it's going to damage that significantly. My guess is that's one of the things that will send shockwaves through the congressional party. And I wouldn't be surprised, quite frankly, to see other Republicans also now choose to retire rather than face re-election. But the money is a considerable issue here for Republicans now.
What about the machinations in his decision whether to step down before his term ends, step down from the speaker's role versus sticking it out?
Well, that may not be up to him anymore. I would not be surprised to see considerable pressure to have a leadership election between now and November. There's nothing that is inevitable about him remaining as speaker through next January. Again, you know, let's wait and see. You know, the reaction that I'm getting today from Wisconsin Republicans is that they are completely taken by surprise. They're shocked and stunned by this. And I'm guessing that there's a corollary in Washington where people just haven't quite figured out all the implications of this.
Right. And presumably there are not a lot of advantages for the Republican Party in having a lame duck speaker over the next 6 months.
No, there's not. But it also becomes intriguing to ask, now that he's not running for re-election, how will a liberated Paul Ryan behave toward President Trump? Will he feel the need to continue to be his wingman in Congress? We've seen a lot of other Republicans who have, you know, once they've announced they're not running for re-election, have felt free to be much more independent and willing to be critical of the president. If that's true with Paul Ryan, either in the speakership or out of the speakership, it's going to be a rather considerable political development, to put it mildly.
How much does this embolden Democrats at this stage, or is this old news by November?
Oh, no, it definitely emboldens Democrats because it feeds into a narrative that becomes self-fulfilling at a certain point. You know, yes, the only poll that counts is in November, but in terms of candidate recruitment, in terms of money, in terms of mobilization, in terms of voter enthusiasm, this matters a great deal. And here in Wisconsin, it matters a great deal because, of course, you know, we have seen the fact that Democrats and liberals have been far more motivated to turn out, and they have won a series of special elections. And so the question is, you know, is this going to embolden Democrats for the November election here in Wisconsin even more? I would say so. I mean, right now, that Paul Ryan's seat itself has gone from lean Republican. I just saw a changed measurement to now a toss up. This is now a winnable seat for Democrats, and that tells you a little bit about how an announcement like this just changes the political dynamic.
Of course, as we've discovered, a lot can happen in a very short period of time.
Yes.
Charlie Sykes, appreciate the analysis at such short notice. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Charlie Sykes is the author of several books, the latest of which is How the Right Lost Its Mind. He's a regular commentator on MSNBC and an occasional Lake Effect news analyst. You can find much more coverage of Paul Ryan's announcement at WUWM.com.